It is June 30th, 2020, which I mention because not only are we living in history, but, we are living in nigh unprecedented times. Although, there were warning signs. If anybody had heeded the warning, but no. However, I would not like to get into the ever-expanding litany of political bullshit happening on a global basis at the moment, although particularly in my home country of America. Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Are your stars still so bright? Does your banner still wave? Oh, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Are you heaven on earth? Or the gloom of the grave. Forgive me for bursting into song. I am mildly alcohol-faced. By which I mean I have had a few sips of a glass of very, 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 very bitter Sauvignon Blanc, which I have, because I am a classy bitch, melted a popsicle in and also poured some very, very too sweet ginger ale in, because I don't like the taste of bitter things. Which makes swallowing difficult sometimes, to be perfectly honest. And that leads me to what this is. I have been intending to expand on the last... Ow. Thumb popped. Why... I'm very self-conscious about how often my body creaks and fucking pops, so if I point it out and it gets irritating, on one hand I'm sorry, on the other, that's just what my fucking body does. Anyhow, on the subject of being perfectly honest, which, with me, tends to be a too honest kind of thing, like sharing things that I probably shouldn't. Which can, of course, be viewed as luring people into a false sense of security, but really, that's not my intention in the slightest, although intent and reception are far from mutually exclusive, I realize. I simply would like to clear a few things up and explain where I'm coming from to the best of my ability, which I will probably veer into over-explaining and oversharing and getting too personal, getting too fucking deep, but the thing is, this is the price of sex for me. Intimacy. Closeness. And there is significant trauma that I have not mentioned, because I, one, do not want to be viewed as a pity party stereotype for the subject of, you know, daddy issues, childhood sexual abuse, unfun things, you know? But I hate to admit I'm a walking, talking, fucking cliche. Let's take a fucking drink of my Frankenstein wine concoction. With a straw. Because I'm a child. I mean, I'm not really, but, you know, with that kind of early life trauma, you tend to fall into an arrested state of development. Which, by no means whatsoever, excuses anything I do, or anything I have done. I am still solely responsible for myself. I always have been and always will be. This is the truth for every fucking person on this planet. unless mentally, intellectually, developmentally, physically incapable of this. In which case, those people need to be protected with extreme care. Because they are among the most vulnerable on this fucking planet. Beside actual children, and I realize this is infantilizing, and maybe that's wrong. But I don't. Oh, I do not take protection or safety lightly. Which is something that's troubling me about being... Oh... on the internet, particularly in a sexual context. Now, I certainly realize that my weird little subset of beliefs, I suppose you could say, although I don't think beliefs is quite the right descriptor, but it's the one everybody else uses for the same basic concept, so for the sake of fitting in with the fucking crowd, we'll just say beliefs. Of course, everyone's beliefs are deeply and inexorably intertwined with their experiences, particularly their early life experiences, and some people cling to religion, faith, hope, whatever belief system they either intellectually believe, feel inside, or follow whatever crowd they are associated with, by which I mean family, your general tribe, your local culture, all of that, everything that makes us individual. All of that certainly factors into who you become, and I know it is difficult to not necessarily understand, but how do I explain this? How do I fucking say this? I consider my words carefully because if I don't explain things right, I know I'm going to be misunderstood. I mean, misunderstanding is fucking inevitable. Miscommunication abounds. Communication is entirely a two-way fucking street. But if I do my absolute damnedest to ensure that I have explained myself to the best of my ability in the moment, that's enough for me. Which involves excessive verbosity and is usually at length. Sorry, not sorry?
Anywho.
Two things in my early life that had a massive impact on who I would go on to become, and the beliefs as well as what I follow as a general moral code, which, I know, lame as hell to talk about, but, too bad. So sad, this is what I want to talk about, and you don't have to listen. You really fucking don't. That's fine. Honestly, I'm used to talking and people not fucking listening anyway. If you expect me to stop talking just because you're not fucking listening, you really don't know me in the slightest, babe. I would rather over-explain and explain something to death than not explain something well enough. And the unfortunate thing is, well enough to me, is until the other person fucking understands, which tends to come off as quite belligerent and my way or the highway, but really it's because I feel that I am not explaining myself well enough if I cannot be understood by the other party. I try very, very, very fucking hard to empathize with everyone. In part because I, like everybody else, want people to empathize with me too. I realize my perspective is bizarre, not exactly the norm necessarily, and this is of course taken as I am super fucking rambling. This This just gets worse when I have alcohol in my system. But every once in a while, I gotta not give a fuck and just do things. Two things in my early life that had a massive impact on me that have led to the strange person I am. One, astrology, which I realize is far from everybody's kind of thing, and I genuinely do not give a fuck what you believe. Somehow, Sky Daddy come down to spank you for disobeying the human interpretation of his laws is more sensical than tangible items in our universe that do exist. The inverse is absolutely fucking insane to me. However, astrology isn't a belief system. Once you understand the basic concepts, you can, with a hell of a lot of accuracy, determine quite a few details about any given situation, person, how something may go, what move you can make that should garner you the best opportunity moving forward, how to get what you fucking want, in short, how to stave off what you do not want, how to know yourself inside and out. And I'm not saying in any way that this thwarts free will or the fact that we control our own choices. We control where we fucking go, what we do. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying astrology is a map. It shows your greatest potential and your... Well, it shows your greatest potential for better and worse. Greatest potential of a particular situation for better and worse. Greatest potential of a country for better and worse. Greatest potential of an event for better and worse. I am absolutely fucking enthralled, enchanted, entranced, fascinated, and so, so in love with the fact of the universe and the simple act of observing it and quantifying it. This is something that I have done for a very, very, very long time. At this point, it is not something that I can separate myself from. So, if you are not at all into the, I would say, California hippie woo-woo stuff, but really astrology at its earliest, we can trace to Croatia. The earliest astrological artifacts were found in Croatia, which seem to have a Greek origin. This is not at all something limited to the fact of growing up in hippie Weedville, California. Come on. Use your mind. Astrology has a rich history worldwide, from culture to culture. No two practices are exactly the same. It's an ever-evolving art as well. And the further we dig back in archaeological record, the more we find about Hellenistic astrology, traditional astrology. There's so, so much that we can learn if we're willing to extrapolate, if we are willing to be imaginative, if we are willing to embrace what we cannot yet understand. This, to me, is essentially the point of life, finding meaning for yourself. So, if I would prefer to quantify my life based on a map of the stars, what does it fucking bother you? What does it fucking matter to you? It doesn't. I could tear into you for whatever the fuck your beliefs are. Oh, I would love to. I, a very long time ago, utterly despised religion and spirituality in and of itself. I was still entranced by the stars, however, anything else, ooh, absolutely fucking repugnant to me, and I understand now why that is. Nobody else needs to. Anyhow, rather than ramble on about one of my day/night jobs. It's an around-the-clock thing, really. I need to get to the other impactful moment of my childhood. Another drink. And if I sound, aggressive, angry, heated, some of it's that I am very, very restrained otherwise. It may not seem like it necessarily, but, oops. I'm a lady. I set that down delicately. It's rarely a good idea for me to give my unfiltered thoughts and opinions on anything. Nobody wants that. I used to do that relentlessly. Don't do that anymore, because it's not really worth it. Most of the time. I guess sometimes you really do have to. I've lost some of that assertion over the years and become much more meek than I ever used to be. And I know a big part of that is related to my trauma and particularly surrounding sex. And not only sex, but porn. Which complicates my relationship with the fact that I'm here at all, honestly. I say honestly a lot, but that's because I'm relentlessly honest, too fucking honest. I realize brutal honesty and being an asshole have a very, very, very fine line, hair thin between them, and I do tend to tiptoe that. Or stomp on it entirely sometimes. That's fair to say. Thing is, I've got some major trauma directly related to porn. And, I know that this opinion isn't going to be fucking received well. Particularly because of where I am. Due to the grandiose entitlement of men. And yes, I realize, not all men. However, it is impossible to distinguish one from the other when you do not know the person inside and out. And even then, people are over-fucking-whelmingly capable of manipulation. Faces you wouldn't think are. they tend to be the worst because they can get away with it. Which, in a way, I have sampled firsthand. Because yes, I am an apparently adorable, attractive, whatever you'd like to say, young woman with more tit than I know what to do with or can fucking handle. I'm no fucking stranger whatsoever to the objectifying, longing, yearning gaze of men who want very, very literally nothing other than a physical encounter, or just the allure of a physical encounter, or even just the allure of my physicality. Thing is, I don't get it in the slightest. The opinion others have of me and mine are they're fucking galaxies apart. Universes, really. And in no way am I being self-pitying about this. I know that I am extremely easy to misunderstand. In part because I don't portray myself as accurately as I'd like to. I try to, but I don't. Something that a handful of people I feel do be trustworthy know that I haven't wanted to mention whatsoever publicly. And this isn't exactly publicly, but it kind of is. Just anybody can stumble across this and listen to some of the worst shit that has happened to me. I know for a fact, explicit material of me as a child exists. this is something that I have been aware of for a while, and I'm not talking nearly legal or anywhere remotely near here. And I know that this certainly factors into my trauma. Obviously, it is part of my fucking trauma. It also factors into some of my kinks. I know the CNC in particular. And perhaps to an extent the not exactly little middle. I'd say persona, but it's not really. It's not even really a fucking alter ego. It's just a little piece of me. And, well, not really little. She's... she's not little. That more childlike version of me. I know part of her comes directly from trauma. I know that. Very, very, very fucking... I'm painfully fucking aware of that. And that I am willingly subjecting myself to egregious objectification of my own will and volition. That doesn't quite sit right with me. And that's not the only thing. That doesn't quite sit right with me. And when I say that it doesn't sit right with me, what do I mean? Sorry, I'm asking myself that at the same time as I'm saying it, really. I'm not quite sure how to quantify all of this, so I'm hoping that verbal admission helps somehow. When I was a kid, there was a very, very long period of time where I didn't really talk much, and least of all about anything that actually mattered. It is not an exaggeration to say I pretty well lost my voice. I mean, it was more that I lost the will to use it, lost the confidence, audacity, gall, bravery. All of it. The wherewithal. But I'm not that kid anymore. I am not that traumatized little girl. Yes, she still lives in me, and she always will. But I'm not her anymore. Yet often I feel as powerless as I did then. I, as an adult, have made a point to share the more intimate parts of me only with people who I know actually give a shit, or who are very convincing in seeming to. And I can't shake the feeling that I am more in the latter category here. Not necessarily that anybody's outright lying, that's not what I mean. I mean, what won't people say or do to get what they want? Where is that limit? I know where it is for me. I can't know where it is for anybody else. And in a way, I am putting myself out there at the mercy of my audience. The vast majority of which, not only do I not interact with, I have no way to put a face to, or any sort of characteristics that resemble anything remotely human. It's a very cold dynamic, a dynamic centered on more receiving than giving. And it's not like I haven't been in the audience, lurking, rather than making my presence known. I do understand the anxiety, the nervousness, and just not wanting to put yourself out there. I understand that. It's choosing to take without offering anything in return, which is fundamentally unbalanced and is not something I cope well with. I can't handle feeling objectified. Period. I can't. It always pulls me out of the fucking fantasy the second it starts. I can't. Can't take objectification, can't take degradation, and I don't give a fuck. I truly fucking don't. I can take what actually fucking matters. I can take physical fucking pain. It's like the difference between physical and emotional abuse. One is significantly easier to quantify and disentangle from the fact of you. Yes, CPTSD thrives in your muscles. It's going to respond based on what you fucking experienced. That this is a trigger for me makes this... oh, the fact of doing this difficult. Because I'm seriously having trouble differentiating between what I can and can't consider self-harm. Am I, in a way, re-traumatizing myself every time I post, interact with anybody, check my fucking soundgasm? I want to say no, but I have a nagging suspicion that's just fucking denial. That's the reactive part of me going, oh no, I'm choosing to do this. But that is also the same shitty feminism that panders to a certain audience, which is not even remotely related to the actual liberation and equality of women. And this, of course, extends much, much further than women alone. This includes men having the freedom to exist as fully realized emotional beings, not these autonomous, oh, I must be fucking strong, not that absolute fucking bullshit, not that stupidity, not the shit that's been ingrained into generation after generation after fucking generation after generation after generation after generation after generation after fucking generation of men. And of course, it's not only in men. This is a widespread sociological problem. Not necessarily entirely a cultural one. It's much more interpersonal than that. The reason I enjoy power exchange in and of itself is because the world itself is fundamentally unfucking fair, fundamentally unbalanced. There is no fucking fairness or equality in the world. This is something we have to forge. This is something we have to make. It is manufactured. It is something we create for ourselves, for our own fucking enlightenment, for our own liberation, for us all to have our best chance of living a healthy, remotely well-adjusted life. And I don't mean well-adjusted in the working a 9-to-5, one child of each binary gender, that crock of shit that we've all been spoon-fed. No. Absolutely fucking not. I'm saying what works best for you and causes the least amount of harm to the people around you. And what kind of person would I be if I did not follow this myself as well? And not being able to differentiate between whether I am, on one hand, either elaborately harming myself or trying to come up with a justification to use this as a way to harm myself. I don't know which of those it very well may be neither. But I do know that hiding in my little bird cage is not a great idea. And I don't want to. I want to get out of this fucking cage, or at least to have the option to. And, well, would I like to say that this is a liberating fun, whatever fucking sex game? I don't fucking know. Whatever the fuck it is for anybody else. I don't really get much of value out of blind ego feeding. I don't want to fucking feed my goddamn ego. Starve that fucker. Feed the soul. Although you do need a healthy amount of ego to know your own self-worth, and that is definitely something I fucking struggle with. That leads me to wondering if I'm just doing this to seek some kind of value on a sexual commodification level, which circles back to the trauma I mentioned. I'm just questioning if I'm doing this for me or for anybody else, and if, as much as I enjoy pleasing others and making others feel good, doing that at my own expense, of course, is absolute stupidity. Absolute unhindered stupidity. And I have no fucking interest in being stupid. Which is something that's bothered me all of Pride Month. I don't enjoy at all sharing an experience with a woman for the benefit of a man in any way whatsoever. The entire glory of being with a woman is that she's her. And this absolutely does not boil down to genitals in the slightest. It's the person. I have no interest in portraying femininity as a commodity. I have zero interest whatsoever in pleasing the male gaze with another woman. That cheapens everything for me, and No. That's squicky and fucking gross, and no. Which largely factors into the fact that I am bi. I will punch the next motherfucker who decides to call me a unicorn square in the fucking throat. I am in no way here to fulfill your two girls and a guy threesome fantasy. I have no fucking interest in that whatso-fucking-ever. And I really don't give a fuck how anybody else feels about that. There have to be some things that are solely mine. This is one of them. That I can't control exactly who listens to my audios. With regards to feminine on feminine, this doesn't sit right with me, and I'm not going to force myself to be uncomfortable for anybody else's benefit. That's shitty people-pleasing regressive behavior. Fuck that. I'm not great at standing up for myself. I'm really not. I tend to do it loudly, and not only loudly, brazenly, brashly, in a belligerent way. Because I suppress and suppress and suppress and suppress until I can't fucking take it and the volcano explodes. Another nasty habit of mine. This is me working on squashing it out. Like a bug. I would like to apologize to the ladies out there. I'm sure that many of you understand. Most of you probably do, really. And I'm sorry if this in any way disappoints you or lets you down, or that we're rearing into a James Blunt song. Let's not do that. God! Okay. Now I'm stalling because humor makes awkward things less awkward. Truly, I am sorry. I would like to be as open and carefree as everybody else seems to be, but I can't. It just hurts, and if I want to be able to do this and do this right, I need to make it not hurt in ways that I have any say in. So, yeah. modification and objectification. No, not something I can deal with. And it's not something I have any interest in changing whatsoever. I don't have a ton of boundaries, but the ones I do have are absolute, unchanging. The few absolute, firm, resounding no's. There really aren't many. But I still need to update that fucking kink chart thing and find a better fucking quiz, because that quiz goddamn well sucks. You should be able to fucking say if you prefer receiving or giving with every fucking answer, and that you aren't comprehensive enough. My brain is not a computer and I can fucking see that. Anywho, off topic. Very off topic. So, in addition to all of that, I should take another drink before I go on. I wish I had a bendy straw, because I am adult. I am adult. Yes, I am adult, and if I want to drink alcohol through a bendy straw, wine. More than that. Popsicle melted wine. With ginger ale. From a bendy straw, I should be able to. The American populace wants significantly fucking stupider shit. I just want bendy straw wine. Bendy straw popsicle wine. Fuck yeah. Ooh, you could make a slushy. Hehe, wine slushies, if you know that reference. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I would love to get a Beyonce the chicken for my porch, but I don't have a big enough porch, and I'm pretty sure, my neighbors would not like that. I am very off topic. Fuck, that is partially the alcohol. Anyhow, I am so far from here for the casual whatever the fuck it seems like just about everybody else is here for. And, I mean, maybe I'm alienating myself or finding some way to self-sabotage. I would not be surprised by that in the slightest, because I am a perpetually weird feeling thing. Oh, that sounded fucking Kermit-ish. Shit. Oh, I'm drunk-ish. This is what happened. Oh, I took my meds. That was like 5 thoughts at once. And that's not even a quarter. I'm bad at numbers. Brain? Fuck. This is going off the fucking rails of the crazy train. Well, going off the rails of the ADHD train. Oh, it's a fun express, but we never really get where we're going. We kind of just meander around. There's a track, but we don't follow it. Tree branch. So, trauma. I said that too, like, happily, pleasantly, whatever. Fuck. A huge factor of why I am here to begin with is to desensitize myself from certain things, because I'm sick of fucking dealing with them, which, of course, involves exposure therapy. No, I do not have help for this. I have sought help, and I am still seeking help. However, everything is on fucking hold at the moment, and that is another thing that I have been meaning to bring up. All of my physical health shit's very, very, very much on hold, and I'm hella oversharing. Do I want to give in to the overshare impulse? I do. But it's not really oversharing, because this... Am I attempting to rationalize something that is irrational? Hi, cat! What's up, buddy?
Come here. Let me stroke the ginger pussy. Oh, hi, buddy. Hi, buddy. Oh, ow, ow. Yes, I love you too. Thank you for the kisses. Hello. Okay, ow. You have sharp paws. No, not claws. Paws.
I would like to am desensitizing myself to certain things. Please don't sniff the microphone. Or, like, try to bite it. Please don't.
Well, you can sniff it, just don't try to bite it. Okay? That's the deal. Thank you, good boy.
I am fairly successfully desensitizing myself to certain things, but there are others that I have no desire whatsoever to attempt to desensitize myself to, because I don't... I don't need to be used to them again. No. Mm-mm. Fuck that. I deserve better. No. Absolutely the fuck not. Which I realize may disappoint some. However, I don't give a fuck. I don't enjoy it. I don't fucking have to. And more than that, if this at all makes you feel t'angers, if you feel t'anger-y, I'm not sorry at all. Because I am, for once in my life, not going to put up with being uncomfortable for the benefit of anybody.
Anybody?
Anybody else. Where did the lisp come from?
I don't know.
Hi, kitty. Am I just here to hold your butt, dude?
Yep, I'm here to hold your butt.
And for you to lay your face on my boob. Okay, I am a pillow, and I am a butt holder.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. You're the only person who gets to, like, do this shit to me. You know that, right?
Yes, my cat's a person. You just don't have thumbs, right?
Right. Well, I mean, technically you kind of do have thumbs, but they're not, like, people thumbs. I'm rambling, unsurprisingly. Disentangling trauma. Ooh, messy, sticky, bloody business. Tends to involve evisceration. And if there is something I am adept at to the point of absurd skill, it is roasting myself and often unintentionally others. I often don't intend to, but intent doesn't really mean shit. It's impact that really matters. I don't know if I'm backing myself into a corner, trying to disentangle myself from my trauma, or what. I don't know if I'm cheapening the fact of it by participating at all, which I think stems from how cavalier people can be about sex, and it's everybody's prerogative to feel how they feel. I have no interest in trying to change how anybody feels. I'm just stating how I feel. I'm sure it works for some. This, however, does not work for me. I have to find some kind of meaning, some kind of weight, some kind of value. And the objectification, often not necessarily required, but expected in porn, is a massive deterrent for me. I loathe and despise casual connection. I don't fucking do casual relationships, period. I have. They're not enjoyable for me in the slightest, so I have no desire whatsoever to do them again. I don't like making the same mistakes.
Hey, kitty. You gonna curl up?
Honey, my lap is not as big as you think it is. It's significantly smaller than you think it is. And you're like way bigger than my lap, dude.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm not calling you fat. You're fluffy. You're fluffy.
It's okay. I don't know. Am I simply self-harming, trying to be quote-unquote normal? I don't know, and I realize that is an extraordinarily fucking dramatic thing to say. Because really, I am not that fucking different from everybody else. I just express myself differently, and I can't really do anything about that. That's just me. And I have a super massive amount of trouble believing that anybody could, would, or would see any fucking reason to like actual me. No, that doesn't compute. I cannot quantify this information. What do you want from me? Because this this liking me for me shit. Ooh, that sounds sus as fuck. And that also is a trauma response, because having your trust repeatedly Hulk fucking smashed into DeFlow again and 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 again.
Oh, go cat. Do you need out?
because having your trust Hulk smashed, really, again and again and again and again, tends to dilute your capacity to trust. And I wholeheartedly understand that the brazen way I reveal my trauma and vulnerability can be perceived as a threat. While this isn't my intention, I do understand if and when this is the impact my choices, actions, persona, whatever you would like to call it, is or may have for someone with this perspective, with this perception. I don't know what to do other than attempt to show who I actually am and hope that's good enough. Rationally, I know it is. And I know that if for anyone it is not, they can go fuck themselves. Because that's not okay. You can't just tell someone it's not okay for them to be themselves. Shit, even if you don't like the person. It seems like invariably I come off to people wrong. Well, wrong to my perception and how I prefer to not exactly portray myself, because it's not really a portrayal, it's how I like to present myself. I mean, like, I don't just say things just to say them or to fucking shock people or whatever. Often I will say something that may be seen as fucking weird or even controversial because I want someone to ask about it. I want to know how curious someone is about a perspective that they probably don't share. I want to be able to gauge someone's curiosity, their openness as well. But I do understand that this can put others on guard, and I can't blame anybody for that. With how absurdly careful I am with my own heart, how could I fault anybody else for being just as careful, if not more so? But at the same time, I know this leads to uber isolation, and it can be healthy in certain doses for certain people at certain times. I mean, even when you're a fucking hermit like me, you still need to go out into the world and encounter others and exchange stories. And I don't mean made-up ones. I mean, well, yeah, made-up ones too. Writing. Of course, there's a fantasy component. There's always something real at the root of the story, though. Some base desire, some emotion or yearning. Or I'm looking for the feeling of reality. And that's difficult to replicate. I don't think I'm explaining myself very well at all right now. And we're coming to the part in the ramble where I am questioning everything my brain has vomited out right now. And now I am mildly horny. Could do something about that. I may. I don't know, I haven't decided yet. That's future me's problem. Let me finish this brain. Okay. I don't know. Just in fucking general, I don't know. I mean, I know pretty words and I can sound like I know what the fuck I'm talking about, but at the end of the day, I don't fucking know. Neither does anybody else. We're all just spinning on the third rock from our goddamn sun. That's all. And there's glory in that, I think. Life only really matters because it is fleeting. Love, as well. Because the time you spend with someone may be fleeting, but the feelings that they made you feel, or the feelings that you shared, that the memory of that can last forever, and that feeling can last, even when the relationship doesn't. I don't mean at all to say that the proverbial you is still hung up on someone who isn't around. Not at all. And I'm not saying stagnation and dwelling on someone you've lost is remotely healthy. However, I am saying that the feelings you had for them, the good ones, those are. And of course we're going to want the good, happy feelings. The echoes of them linger long after the other person is gone. Whether by choice, by death, it doesn't really matter. And we're also getting into the mortal, slightly more philosophically pretentious corner of this ramble. Alcohol! Fuck, that was so bitter. Stir, bitch. I don't like bitter things. I don't have a palate for bitter things. I feel bitter enough on a daily fucking basis. I don't need to taste bitterness. Well, that's not exactly true. I'm not particularly bitter. I'm buzzed. That's what I am. A lightweight, also. That is also what I am. Yep. That sounds about right. And I am attempting to use the social medias for the purposes that the peoples use the social medias, but apparently, well, not apparently, I cannot get rid of this self-perception that I am not quite a people, and I know that that is absolutely fucking ridiculous, because obviously I am a people. I am a part of a people, I am a people, I am a person! But I feel like a brain in a jar, and I genuinely do think I would be a much, 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 much more capable brain in a jar. So that I am in a meat suit kind of is not necessarily me at my best, I feel. But I don't want to ramble on about that. That's irritating to me, at least. Why am I even fucking recording right now? I don't know. Most of the time when I post these kinds of things, it doesn't. People listen, apparently, but whatever. Where the hell was I? I was going to talk about something else, but I don't exactly remember what right now. Damn it, alcohol! Oh, I know that I am so far from the only person here who's suffered from any kind of trauma or endured any kind of trauma. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that I'm basically using this as exposure therapy to force myself into some semblance of whatever the fuck normalcy is. And I do realize that normal is a social fucking construct relative to your culture. I am not really concerned. Well, I would say that I am not like the stereotype of America, but I am a bit of a California stereotype, sort of, in a way. I can be portrayed as such, or interpreted as such. Fuck, this is a mess, and it's already so fucking long. God. I don't know. It's hard to find scripts that I am actually remotely comfortable performing. And I know it is just a fucking fantasy, but if certain things do not mesh with whatever I can conjure into my mind, I'm not interested. But I don't want to disappoint whoever the scriptwriter was at the same time. At all. I mean, I realize this is just idle fantasy for probably the overwhelming fucking majority of you. And I don't judge you for that. It's just not for me. I need something substantial to hold on to. I need something to distract my brain with, something to distract my heart with. Fuck. And while I do enjoy exploring the darker side. I am more interested in... Well, not... That's not how I want to explain this. The dark shit's easy for me, because I... It doesn't take much of any imagination for me to imagine it as fucking reality. Quite a bit of the worst has already happened to me. I can resummon those feelings at will. Do I particularly enjoy that I can stir up an emotional tsunami within myself? No, but I can channel this into something that serves a purpose. Acting. Particularly when that purpose is to please and satisfy others. But that doesn't really make it necessarily something pleasing for me unless I am particularly attached to the person. I don't really know how to explain this better. My brain wants to go into astro babble fucking La La Land, but I won't bore people who probably have zero interest in the esoteric with silly stargazing. Time for an unpopular opinion. These are my confessions. These are my confessions.
These are my confessions.
These are my confessions. If you know the YouTuber who did / does this, you need to be friends because we'll probably get along. What was my confession? Oh fuck, I forgot. God! Come on, brain. Tilt your chair. Stretch. Ow. Ow. Ow, shoulders. Fuck. Ow. Squeaky ass fucking chair. Ow. What was the confession? What was it? Where was it? Wherefore has it gone? Fuck. I lost it. It's not in my brain anymore. I mean, I'm sure it's somewhere in the filing cabinet of my brain. I just don't know fucking where because it's a mess. Fuck, 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 fuck. Where did the thought go? Motherfucking fuck! What was I talking about? Something, something, objectification, something, something, I don't remember, something, something, fuck, 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 fuck. It's... Where'd it go? Oh, astrobabble. I'm trying to backtrace thoughts at the moment, it's not... You don't even know how much of this fucking silence, weird, contemplative, blah, 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 noises that I cut out of everything I do. Fuck. Where did the thought go? Where go? Where you go? Away at, way at, way at, way at, and where you go? Where you go? Where you go? Where you go? What the fuck? What the fuck? Fuck the what? Fuck the what? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. These are my confessions. Oh! Oh! Unpopular opinion. I remember now. Let me preface this by saying, as a Satanist, I will defend to my death the right to not only offend, but also the right to be offended. That's not my problem whatsoever. There is a massive difference between offense, or taking offense, and actually being in the wrong. One is a feeling, the other is a fact. One is objective, the other is subjective. So, I really despise the someone posts a script, then, ooh, let's rush to be the first to fill it thing. That's a great way to show how little effort you give to anything, but at the same time, it's not, I don't think it reflects well on the script either. if it's that easy, I don't think it has any fucking thing whatsoever to do with talent, ability. It's slapdash and haphazard. Anything that actually matters, anything that has any fucking meaning, takes time. Doing anything worthwhile takes time. This honestly pathetic scramble for attention, for something to feed the ego, not in any way to nourish the person whatsoever. It's a petty, sad little fucking attention grab. That's all. But the same could be said for being here to begin with. It's a sad, petty fucking attention grab. Cheap ego food. Not even food, really. It's fucking junk food. It's Twinkies and Peeps. Being the first to fill a script is like commenting first under a fucking YouTube video. It's not an accomplishment. Ooh, your timing. Ooh, good for you. You're overeager. And yes, this is judgmental. This is probably unkind. It's so hard for me to say that I don't care, because I'm the kind of person who cares about every fucking thing. I don't have to want to. It's an impulse. It just fucking bubbles up in me. The good thing is I don't have to express it. However, there are times when it is better to express it rather than hold on to it. Because then it ferments and rots, and nobody particularly wants that. Except for that is how we get this wine. But it's bitter as fuck, and I had to add a bunch of shit to it to make it palatable, so... do I really like the wine at all? I would wager no, but it gets the job done. And if that isn't an analogy for the entirety of here, I'm not sure what is. And I realize this is a bleak and fucking depressing view. This is the reality of how I feel. Because sex in and of itself is a massive source of trauma for me, and the temptation to sit in my little corner and fuck myself silly is extraordinary. Because I know that this is not a popular opinion, and more so it doesn't pander to whatever narrative people would like to believe about porn being liberating or remotely healthy, not to mention ignoring the widespread and persistent, perpetual trauma involved. If I can't exercise, and I mean exorcise, not exer, if I can't exercise the traumatic demons that linger in my periphery, what's the fucking point? I don't have one to be here. I am not interested in hooking up. I'm not interested in the conventional idea of fantasy being this larger-than-life thing. I am not interested in the greater fantasy, the whatever the fuck you want, becoming real, at least to your perception in the moment, or suspending disbelief so that it feels real. The reality of what I want in a fantasy is the reality. I want care, because for me, that's the fucking fantasy. And whether it should or should not be is irrelevant. It is. So, maybe I'm in some way self-sabotaging by having the audacity to once again expose nerves to whomever it may concern or may not concern. Either way, it just seems like my idea of fantasy is fundamentally incompatible with a good portion of, well, not just a good portion of, the supermassive majority of porn overall, which doesn't fucking surprise me in the slightest. It is... let's not go on that rant. We're not gonna do that. Anyhow, contemplating recording some kind of either ramble fap or improv because one, horny, two, my hips fucking hurt from sitting in my goddamn chair for, an hour and a half now. That's a big problem at the moment. Sitting at my computer to record and edit is, not easy at the moment because my hips and lower back are a fucking disaster at the moment, and I have no fucking clue how long it's going to be before I can find anybody willing to do a goddamn thing about it in a, medical professional capacity. Luckily, I can endure pain. I just have to pick and choose which kinds of pain are worth enduring. Pain in my body, yes. The emotional, no. Nah. I'm not at all into emotional sadism. I am purely into physical masochism. I do not at all enjoy emotional masochism or emotional sadism. Can I deal emotional sadism? Yes, very well. It's not difficult for me to be detached and impartial. Not necessarily impartial. Impassive? That's not the right word. It's gone. I have no idea what it is. It's performative. Utterly. I'm doing it for the pleasure of someone else, which gives me pleasure, yes. But the act itself doesn't. It's the act of pleasing that does. Knowing that the other person is enjoying whatever I'm doing. I need to update the kinks that I do and do not enjoy because I did not know that I might enjoy choking, at least in a fantasy context, though that power exchange is tantalizing, certainly. Who knows how fucking long it's going to be until that is a big possibility again. Because we're in for a long fucking road to the end of this shit, everybody. Oh, yes. Not to bring work into play, but I wouldn't. I really wouldn't bet on any of this letting up until at least mid-February 2021, and I realize that is a fucking good long goddamn while away. It sucks. There's no fucking doubt about that. There is no debate about how much this fucking sucks. It does. The world fucking shut down because of a monster bug. A monster pathogen. There's a reason. May you live in interesting times is an excellent underhanded fuck you. And do we live in interesting times. I'm considering bringing a little bit of work into play because it... Honestly, I just enjoy... I enjoy my stargazing brain too much to let it all be work-related. God, it's an ever-evolving study that I have a voracious hunger for. Am I oversharing? Probably, yeah. In my mind, I am redeeming this by not burdening anybody else necessarily with all of this. I am posting, yes. However, I am not asking anybody to listen. You are making a choice to listen. You can consent to listen, or you can consent not to listen. It's up to you. Much like the stars, I may impel, but I do not compel. Big difference there.